PRI, whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
World Briefing from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow, on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Henry Frain is our technical director this afternoon. My name is Celeste Quinn. It's 12:31, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. University of Illinois police haven't made much progress finding the person who wrote an anonymous note threatening a campus town shooting, so they're beefing up their security Friday night. The note was left earlier this month in the undergraduate library and referenced a shot-out car window in a theater parking lot. Police decided to release more of the brief note's contents today, saying it misquoted the name of a rifle and mentioned taking another shot, quote, on Green Street in the Nightlife District. Lieutenant Roy Acree is investigating the note. He says more police will be in Campustown on what would be a busy night in any event.
It's Halloween. It's a Friday night. It's Dad's Day weekend. And it's a Friday night before a home football game. And any one of those nights will usually make us a little bit busier than what we would normally do on a Friday night. But with all four of those things together, we are anticipating a number of people on campus that night.
Acree says people should use their own best judgment in coming to Campustown, even though there's no evidence to point to either a real threat or a hoax. He does warn people not to incorporate fake weapons into their costumes they wear, though. The University of Illinois' Urbana campus student trustee says a proposal that some administrators accept a two-year salary freeze would be seen as an act of symbolism more than anything else. Paul Schmidt and student trustees from the U of I Springfield and Chicago campuses are proposing that people earning $150,000 or more on campuses take the freeze as a way to help financially struggling students. Schmidt says it shouldn't be seen as a slight toward administrators, but rather a sign of solidarity with faculty, staff, and students.
While I like the administration just fine, I get along with a lot of them. They do very great work. They work very hard at what they do. And they achieve a lot. On some level, as leaders, when the tide goes down, they have to realize that maybe it's time for them to step out ahead of the fold on this and really set the tone for the campus.
Schmidt says the proposal has already achieved one goal by generating conversation, even among other university trustees. He says students now share too much of the burden of average administrative raises, and the salary freeze would be a good opportunity to review finances. Urbana Chancellor Richard Herman says the idea is something to be considered. Student trustees are expected to discuss their proposal at the next Board of Trustees meeting, November 13th. Supporters of the Illinois Green Party say they've already won some victories ahead of Election Day. Rich Whitney is a party leader in the state. He also ran for governor 2 years ago. Whitney says the Green Party this year has more candidates on the Illinois ballot than any third party in decades. And he also says going door to door has been a bit easier.
I'm already noticing a difference. You don't get the, well, what's the Green Party question nearly as often. You still get it once in a while, but more and more people are saying, hey, Green Party, yeah.
Whitney says the Green Party's slate is helping inform Illinois voters about the choice. The Green Party's U.S. presidential candidate, Cynthia McKinney, is expected to visit Naperville and Springfield today. State Senator Richard Young of Milltown, Indiana, says he won't seek another term as the Indiana Democratic leader in the state Senate. Senate Democrats first elected Young as leader of their caucus in 1996. He's held that post for 12 years. Young says it's been an honor, but the caucus needed to embrace the new era of change in the country and in Indiana. Young says he would keep his elected position representing his southern Indiana district. He doesn't face re-election this year. Senate Democrats are currently outnumbered by Republicans in Indianapolis 33-17. They'll pick a new leader after Tuesday's general election. One certainty of next Tuesday's ballot will be the elevation of the first sitting senator to the White House since John F. Kennedy in 1961. It also ensures that the Senate's going to see another new face next year in addition to those who win election next week. Make that two if Senator Barack Obama and his running mate, Delaware Senator Joe Biden, are the victors. If Obama wins, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich would appoint a successor to the seat Obama's held since 2004. The appointee would serve until the next national election in 2 years. Since Blagojevich is a Democrat, he'd almost certainly pick someone from his and Obama's party. Meanwhile, Arizona's governor, Janet Napolitano, is also a Democrat. But under state law, she would have to appoint a Republican if the Republican John McCain is elected president and leaves the Senate seat from Arizona that he's held since 1987. The man who co-founded the Joffrey Ballet and oversaw its move from New York to Chicago has died. Gerald Arpino was a dancer and choreographer when he established the troupe in 1956 with its namesake, the late Robert Joffrey. Ballet spokeswoman Beth Silverman says Arpino died this morning in Chicago after a prolonged illness. She didn't immediately have details. Arpino was 86. The Joffrey has become known for commissioning groundbreaking young choreographers, performing socially relevant pieces, and reconstructing lost ballets of the early 20th century. In its previous base of New York, the Joffrey often struggled for funding in the shadow of the New York City Ballet and the American Ballet Theater. He had moved to Chicago 13 years ago. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign, also offering a variety